This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. So, Shkach everyone for coming with from all your locations with flashlights and lanterns and all the various means. Okay, so we learned on Yud Beis Amud Aleph about 14 lines up that Rav Asi says that Tzara of an islandess is Aser. Why? Because since an islandess is excluded from Yibum, because it says Asher Teled Prat La Islandess She'eno Yoledes, so therefore this is your brother's wife, who you can't do Yibum to. Memela, the Yisrei Shesach remains, and the Yisrei Shesach is no different than any other of the other Arayos, like Achos Isha, and just like Achos Isha could pater the Tzara, a Shesach could also pater the Tzara. That is the opinion of Rav Asi. No relation to Asi Klein, right? Could be related. You never know. Okay. But that is the Shita of Rav Asi. So we're up to three lines. What?
I'm not a Kayin.
You're not a Kayin. Right. But maybe Mitzado Aim, right? Okay. So, Tanan. The Kulan Imesu, in the Mishnah says, if any of the Arayos die, Aymianu, or they refuse the marriage, Ay Nisgarshu, or they're divorced, Ay Shenimtsu Islandess, or they're found to be an islandess, Sarasen Mutarais. The Tzara is Mutar, so this is against Rav Asi, because Rav Asi says the islandess itself atzers the Tzara, and here it says, if it Nimtsu Islandess, Sarasen Mutarais. So the Gemara says, that's not a kasha, loy kasha, kan shehikarba, kan shalhikarba. Here, Rav Asi is talking about an islandess that you recognize she's an islandess. You knew she was an islandess. You were mekabel the fact that she was an islandess, and you married her despite that. So Mamela, there's no mekachtos, it's a valid marriage, and when she falls to Yibam, you can't do Yibam because Asher Teled. Mamela, there's an Isra Shasach, and that Asher is the Tzara. Masha'in Kain in the Mishnah, it's talking about Loi Hikarba. You didn't know she was an islandess. So if you marry a woman, you didn't know she was an islandess, there's no greater mekachtos than Nimtsu by islandess. Dekanami, another proof. Another proof that the Mishnah is talking about, you didn't recognize that she was an islandess. Dektani shenimtsu, it says she was found to be. V'loi ketani shahaya, it doesn't say she was. She was found, it was a metziah. You found out some surprising information. Shema mina, so we see from here that in fact, that is what we are talking about. Namely, the Mishnah is talking about a mekachtos. If she was found to be an islandess, then the Tzara is mutter, because it's a mekachtos. If she was recognized to be an islandess, the Tzara is asur. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hilchasa, we don't paskin like Rav Asi. Tzaras islandess mutaras, the Tzara of an islandess is mutter. And don't say, well, that's only if you didn't recognize her, and therefore it's a mekachtos. Afilu hikarba, even if you did recognize her. Why would that be? And watch this. Vafilu tzaras bitoy islandess, even if the islandess is your own daughter, and the tzara of the islandess is also tzaras bitoy, she's still mutter. Why? Why would that be? And Rav is saying, even if you knew she was an islandess, so turned out your brother was married to an islandess, so that's an eshesach that is not mutter and yibam, so it should aser the tzara, and even if she's bitoy, it doesn't aser the tzara. Why not? Listen to Rava's svara. Rava's amazing svara is that since the Torah excludes an islandess from yibam, it's not like an erva that falls to yibam but is aser. She doesn't even fall to yibam. She's excluded from yibam. You hear that chiddush, Michael? She's excluded from yibam. She's mamish. She's not included.
But she never existed.
What?
But she never existed.
Yeah, right. It's like she never fell to the. She never fell to the yavam because she's so removed from the parsha of yibam. It's like she did not exist legabe yibam. Right. Look at Rashi. Hilchos Tzaras Islandis Mutaras Yavagav the Hikar Bachiv V'kayma, and it was a good marriage. V'havi ishto loy michsera loy mitzera tzaras mishum tzaras habas. Her tzara never became aser because of tzaras habas. Dechi aser achmana tzaras erva, because when the Torah aser tzaras erva b'makay mitzvah hu da'asra, they aser it b'makay mitzvah. They only aser tzaras erva b'makay mitzvah. V'hakivan de'ailan is he. But since she's an islandist, the belav erva nami loy chazil yibam, that without an erva, she's also not fit for yibam. Have a tzaras erva, her tzara would be a tzaras erva, shaloi b'makoy mitzvah, not in a place of mitzvah. So that's very interesting. Her tzara is a tzaras erva, but not b'makoy mitzvah. It's like she's not married to the brother. Right? We know tzaras erva, if a stranger is married to your daughter, and someone else, and the stranger dies, so you can marry his other wife. So too, this is like tsaras erva shaloi b'makoy mitzvah, because the islandess does not fall to yibam. Why does the Mishnah say shenimtzu islandess, she was found to be an islandess? The reason the Mishnah says she was found to be an islandess, shouldn't the same halacha be even if she was an islandess? When it says shenimtzu, it's lav dafka, but it means that she was an islandess, not just that you had this like sudden surprise that she was found to be an islandess. Ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So now we've discussed so far many different shailas. Tsaras mima'enes. What did we say on Yud Beis Amud Aleph? We said on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Lili Bar Mamul, Amar Mar Ukva, Amar Shmuel, Tsaras mima'enes Asura. Well, Tani Rav Bibi Kame, excuse me, Kiasa Rav and Amar Rav Yoichanan, Achas Tsaras mima'enes. Both the Tsar mima'enes. Achas Tsaras Islandes. Tsaras Islandes Rav Asi said was Asur. Biachas Tsaras Machzer Grushasai. Tsaras Machzer Grushasai. Who said it was Aser? We had a Shaila in Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur whether the Tsaras Machzer Grushasai was Aser. Kulan Mutarais. They're all Mutar. So clearly Rabbi Yochanan is going not like Rev Lili Bar Mamel. And he does not buy into the gzera that we're going to ask the tzaras mamenas atu tzaras bita mimaenas, and he doesn't buy into tzaras islandes. He doesn't buy into the tzara of Rav Asi. He clearly holds like Rava. The achas tzaras machzer grushasai, even though Rabbi Yochanan was quoted as having a shiloh about tzaras machzer grushasai, now we're learning that Ravin reported from Rabbi Yochanan Tsaras Machzer Grushasai is mutter. Fine. Tani Rav Bibi Kamed Rav Nachman. Rav Bibi taught before Rav Nachman. Now this is one of my favorite sugyas, and one of the reasons is, aside from the fact that it's pretty interesting, is that when I was in Beis Medrash, now in Chafetz Chaim, when you get married and you're learning in yeshiva, you don't automatically get into kollel. In order to get into kollel, you have to say three chaburas, like three like major chidushim on three different sugyas. So one of the sugyas, we were learning Yevamos at the time, and this is one of the sugyas that had to say chabura. So maybe we'll do that by the Iyon Shir, we'll see. So Tani Rabibi Kamed Rav Nachman, Shalosh Nashim Meshamashas B'maych. Three women are allowed to have relations with a contraceptive. As you can imagine, this is a very vast and major sugya and shas. Three women are allowed to use a contraceptive. Now, why only three women? Because typically a woman's not allowed to use a contraceptive. Why? So Tosfos quotes Rashi, Shar Noshim Aser, because of Hashchasa Zera. It's destroying Zera. Even though a woman is not required to have children, you hear this chiddush, God did not command women to have children, only men. Now, women may have the mitzvah of Loisoyo Barah L'Shevas Yitzara, but God did not command women to have children. There's a Mesha Chachma on Parshas Bereishis, I believe. And the reason why God did not command women to have children is Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baba Trun Yo L'Bri Yosef. Right? So the father is in the delivery room and he's inhaling in a paper bag. And, you know, the doctor says to the father, you know, hey, pal, you're not the one having the baby. The lady's having the baby. So the men take it very, they get very worked up about it. But, you know, it's a scam. It doesn't hurt them. That's why Hashem told men to have children, because it doesn't hurt. God doesn't tell anybody to do something that hurts. But Hashem would not tell a woman to have children. It's too painful that there should be a commandment. That's the Mesha Chachma. But in any event, women are not chayv in puravu. So one would think if they're not chayv in puravu, they're allowed to destroy seed. After all, where in the Torah does it say you're not allowed to destroy seed? So Tosfos is learning that a woman may not destroy seed even though she's not chayv in puravu. Now Rashi learns that these three women are allowed to use a moich, a contraceptive. It's some kind of sponge, let's call it, that absorbs the zera and it prevents a woman from becoming pregnant. Rashi learns, mishamoshes b'moich, they're allowed to use a moich. Now, Rashi elsewhere in Masechta Nida says she's mechuyev to use a moich, but here Rashi says she's allowed to use a moich, b'makam tashmish, kishehen mishamoshes, during tashmish, kidei shelo yisabru, in order that she does not become pregnant. Even though now the man is going to be putting zera on something which is eitzim ba'avonim, it's permitted in these scenarios. So again, Rashi learns, number one, she's permitted to, even though Rashi elsewhere says she's mechoyev to. And secondly, Rashi learns the sugya is talking about putting the moich there at the time of tashmish. On the other hand, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that you're not allowed to put the moich there before tashmish, because then the man is not living with her derech tashmish, and he's like putting the zera on etzem yavonim. However, she could put the moich there after tashmish and draw out the zera, because the man had tashmish like kedarkoi. The same way, you're allowed to have relations with a ketana or an islandess, a woman who's not capable of having children, you could have tashmish with a woman who is going to remove the zera afterwards. The woman is being over on Hashchas HaZera. No, since she's not commanded on Puravu, she's allowed to destroy Zera. Seems to contradict what Tosfos said earlier. The only thing is, this is Rabbeinu Tam. Be it as it may, the Gemara says three women are allowed to use a moich. A katana, a woman who's a minor, muberes, a pregnant woman, umeniko, nursing woman. Ketana, shema tesabra v'shema tomas. The reason why a ketana is allowed to use a moich, maybe she'll get pregnant. Now, it's not likely, but she might. And if she does, v'shema tomas, she might die. So out of concern that she might die, she's allowed to be meshameshes v'moich. Muberes, a pregnant woman, shema tasu ubaro sando. She might render her fetus a sandal, meaning she might be pregnant, and if she becomes pregnant again, then the second pregnancy will ruin the first one. What will happen? Sandal, vlad she'in lo tzuras panim. A sandal is a baby that does not have the image of a face. V'kaimalam v'seches nida, ein sandal she'ni my vlad. A sandal is basically a lifeless vlad. So basically, if a woman is pregnant and she becomes pregnant again, it will destroy the first pregnancy. Rashi says, "V'kaimlam sechznida ain't sandos in my vlad." Mashal adam shesadars chaveroi. It's a mashal to someone who slaps his friend, the hechzer tzuras elachar, and turns his image backward. The chshimu beres, the chayzeres masaberes doichei ko echad es chaveroi poiseach tzuru poiches tzurasei. Okay, now the shaila is: what? A woman who's pregnant could become pregnant again? So Pashup Shad is, no, she can't, but she could develop a second fetus that's not viable, but it will ruin the first one. In other words, she can't become pregnant with a vial of she can't become pregnant with a viable pregnancy, but she could become pregnant with a non-viable one. So Tosfos asks, but it says in Nida, in Ishim Saberes Chazeres Misaberes. So Tosfos says it means Davka Ben Kayama. Okay, we're going to stick with Tosfos's explanation of Rashi. And Meinika, what about a nursing woman? Again, we're afraid she'll become pregnant and she'll have to stop her nursing and her child might die. Shema Tigmo Beno, she might have to wean her child V'yamis and the child will die. Ve'ezehi Ketana. What is considered a katana? Meaning, what age is a katana that we say she's allowed to use a mic? Mibas yud aleph shana v'yom echad, from 11 in one day, ad yud beis shana v'yom echad, till 12 in a day. Pachos mikan, under this age, the Yeser Al Kem Shameshes Kedaka. She has Tashmish regularly, Vahilaches, and like she would normally, Divri Rameir. In other words, before this age, presumably, she won't get pregnant. After this age, the pregnancy will be viable. It's from 11 to 12, we're afraid she might get pregnant, but she'll die. Vachachomim Oimrim Achazeh Vachazum Shameshes Kedaka. All women, whether she's a minor, this age, that age, all of these cases, she's Meshamesh as usual. Umina Shamayim Mirachamo. Okay, I'm learning. Is this going, how do you have it? Is it going on all the situations or just whether she's 11 or whether she's 12? No matter what age she is Meshamesh without a Moich? Or are the Chachamim talking about all of the women, even a Meinekes and a Meuberes? How do you have it?
Seems to be all of them. Everybody.
Everybody?
If we continue reading, seems to be that's everybody, no?
I think it's just the katana.
You think just the katana?
Because it's talking about the ages. That's specific to the katana.
Let's see. Okay, I'm not sure.
Rabbi Archul says all the women.
All the women? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit lav davka. It's not really achas. It means all the above cases. She could have tashmish. Aye, what about the danger? God will have mercy. Aye, it's reckless. No, Mishum Shinemar Shomer Psoim Hashem. God guards the fools. I remember there was a guy in the office in Yeshiva, on his door, there's a big sign, Shomer Psoim Hashem. So that inspires a lot of confidence in those who enter his room. But anyway, God guards the fools. Now, that doesn't mean if there is a clear and present danger, you're allowed to take a chance and say God will guard the fools. Only regular fools, not mamish psoim shebib psoim. If it's a clear and present danger, God is not guarding. That's why, you know, Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva about smoking. Back in the day, the danger was not, you know, clear and obvious. Today, it's a different situation. In other words, once you have the Surgeon General warning, you don't say shomer psoim Hashem. But the bottom line is, a chum say you don't use a mic. However, we just saw that a girl between 11 and 12 can give birth. Now, maybe you'll help me out because I didn't understand something over here. From the fact that it says about a katana, maybe she'll become pregnant and maybe she'll die. That implies a katana could become pregnant and not die. That implies there's a katana that could become pregnant. V'loy meisen, won't die. So then you can have a mother-in-law who does mion. How do you have a mother-in-law who does mion? Very simple. You marry a woman, and you marry her when she's 9 years old, and now she's 11, and she becomes pregnant, and she has a daughter, so now she's a mother-in-law, and she does miyun. Rashi says, "Matzino chamois ma'enas." Kagon sheyod bekanusa b'toich zman ha'omer l'mala b'shnas yud beishnas abra v'loy mesa. And then someone marries the daughter. I guess somebody marries this daughter when she's, you know, a month old or a year old. V'nimtzeis zois chamoisoi ketana. And she could do miyun until she's 12. I mamish don't know. Could someone help me out here? What do you mean chamoisoi shemiyana? But don't we have to have a case where the mother-in-law fell to Yibam? Isn't that what the Mishnah is talking about? How do you have a case where a mother-in-law fell to Yibam? You married a girl. What, she's 6 months old? And her mother-in-law, what, married your brother? Her mother-in-law married your brother, and now your brother dies. So you're married to what, a six-month-old girl? So besides being your wife, you also have to be her babysitter. And then her mother falls to you. Okay. Yeah, is that the case? Yeah? There's only a black at a Muncie. What's going on? Help me out here. What's the case of... The Gemara is saying that according to this, that a minor could have a child, let's say between 11 and 12. So now we have Chamoisa Shemiana. You can have a mother-in-law doing miyun. Namely, you married a woman, and she's between 11 and 12, and she has a kid. So she's still a katana, so she could do miyun. So now what? But how do you have a case of your mother-in-law falling to you in Yibam where she's doing miyun? Meaning, in other words, your mother-in-law is married to your brother? Now you married your niece. Yeah. You married your niece.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. That's all I wanted. You see, I don't ask for much. That's the case. Okay. I don't know. Why doesn't Rashi say that? Why does Rashi just give a case? Oh, we found the case that a mother-in-law could do miyun. That's not enough. We have to explain it how it fits in the Mishnah. Okay. Anyway, so from the Mishnah, it implies that a mother-in-law cannot do miyun. That means it seems that a woman who's a ketana cannot give birth. So the Gemara says, Ema shema tisaber v'tamos. When we said shema tisaber v'shema tamos, it doesn't mean a minor might become pregnant and might die, but a minor might become pregnant and die. If she becomes pregnant, she will die. Dama Rabba Bar Livoi Gvul Yeshla. There is a border for women. Koidem Azman Azeh, before this time, Eino Misaberas Kolikar. A woman cannot become pregnant before 11 years old. Toich Azman Azeh, from 11 to 12. He Mes Vubra Mesa. Vubra Mes. She and her fetus will die. Lach Azman, after 12. Lach Azman Azeh, He Chayev Uvara Chay. Both of them will live. So right now we're seeing that there's no case of chamoisoi shemiyana, because if she's your mother-in-law, that means she's a gedoyla, and if she's a gedoyla, she can't be memayin, because if no woman could give birth as a ketana, otherwise she wouldn't be alive. Svek de Gemara, if the reason why a chamoisoi cannot do miyun is because otherwise she would die, Aini, this is not so vatani, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, iato yacholoimar. You cannot say bechamoisay ve'im chamazim chamashem nimtzu islandes or shemianu. Why? Shekvar yaladu, because they already gave birth. So if they already gave birth, they can't do miyun. Now the fact that it says the reason they can't do miyun is because they gave birth, that implies that they're still a ketana. Because if they were a gedoyla, they wouldn't say because they already gave birth, they would say because they're a gedoyla. Ming Rashi explains from the fact that Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel, that you can't say chamoisoreim chamoisoi shem miyanu because they already gave birth. So the fact that it says, the fact that it hinges the reason of that they already gave birth, that implies that it's a katana. that we're dealing with a katana, because if she wasn't a katana, so say shekvar godlu. If you can't have a case of a chamoisa shemianu, if we're dealing with a gedoyla, then say it straight, shekvar godlu. But we don't say shekvar godlu, we say shekvar yaladu. That implies a katana could give birth. Says the Gemara, Ela la'olam shema tesaber v'shema tamos. Really, let's learn. Maybe she'll become pregnant and maybe she'll die. And in fact, a katana could give birth. I ve'ela kashahach. But rather, so now we have a kasha. If a katana could give birth, then I would learn this Gemara, and I don't think the Rishonim learn this way. Velakasha hach is, well, if a katana could give birth, then you have chamoisa shemianu. Right? Really, in other words, if we're going to go back to the position that a katana could give birth, then l'chayro, you could have a case of chamoisa shemianu. Amar Rav Safra. Rav Safra said, no, you don't have a case of chamoisa shemianu. Because even though a katana could give birth, however, the fact that she gives birth means that these are simane gadlos, even though she's underage. Amar Rav Safra, banim harehim kesimanim. Children are like simanim. Meaning, even though she doesn't have two pubic hairs, if she has a child, that's a siman in and of itself, that she's a gedayla. Rashi says, Hilkach in lecha yoledes mimayenes. There's no one who gave birth who's mamayin, even if she's a ktana, because once she gave birth, that itself is a siman, she's a gedayla. And that's why the Braisa says, Shekvar yaladu. We don't have simane gadlus, but shekvar yaladu itself is a siman. V'ista amri banim adifim misimanim. Some say children are even better than simanim. So now, what does that mean? What does it mean children are better than simanim? L'may nafkamino, whether it's equal to simanim or better. Da'afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda da'amar ad sheyarbe ha'shachar. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says two pubic hairs are not enough. You need to have a predominant blackening of hair, a whole group of hair. By banim. He's moide, that itself is a simen. So, back, who has the masifta? Anyone have a good masifta on them? Well, how do they learn the kasha? Ve'ela kasha hach. The Gemara says, Ela lo'olam shema tesar v'shema tamos. Four lines above. Ela kasha hach. I learned ve'ela kasha hach is, well, if a katana could give birth, so then you have chamoisa mema'enes. Is that
exactly
how they?
The way it learns.
Yeah?
Yes.
How does the Schadenstein learn? Ve'ela kasha hach, on the four lines on the end. Who says that, by the way? The Masifta, do they quote someone, or they just learn that, just Pashup Shat? Okay, good. I think that's...
Also it says, once they gave birth, why can't they do mian also?
On the words, ve'ela kasha hach, how do they learn those words? Ve'ela kasha hach.
Why should those who give birth not be able to do mian if they're still minors?
Okay, fine. Very good. Okay, shkoyach, everyone. So, stay tuned for Iyun Shir. I'm leaning towards Shalosh Nashim Shamashas B'moich. Maybe sometime we'll do Shem Ripsam Hashem. But we're closing in on the end of the first parak. Actually, we still have a little bit to go. Okay, thanks everyone for joining. And have a great rest of the night. Shkoyach.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Baruch Tiyah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.